And it reminded me of that time when I was actually at a tournament. Actually, one of my first tournaments when I came back home. I had been in the islands for several years, lived out in the islands, and I was in this tournament with the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. I went to go fight in my first Gracie tournament. And my good friend Hoyce was standing next to me, and he was kind of my coach. But I was faced with a new type of situation, you know, because I was about to go into this fight. And this guy on that I was looking at knew I knew he was after me. You know, I knew he wanted to win this thing. And I'm standing there, and I'm wondering if I had all the resources that I needed to compete in this fight. And I thought, what the heck am I doing here? I'm going into this fight, and do I really want to be here? I knew at some level that I had all the resources. I don't know if my conscious mind believed it, but certainly my unconscious mind by that time believed that I had all the resources that I needed to actually do this thing, to actually get out there and use it. And I had been learning for a while. You know, I had been studying, and jiu-jitsu for me was like a new art. You know, I had done martial arts all my life, but jiu-jitsu was kind of new. I had been learning for a while, though, and it's kind of like when the time came, you know, they hit the timer, they said go, and the match began. My unconscious mind kind of took over. Now, I don't know if you've had an experience like this yet, but I'm sure you will. Because I didn't even have to think consciously what I had to do. It's like, I guess I had just been studying for a long enough time. You ever have something like that where you studied, you put a lot of energy into it, you put a mind into it, and you felt like, well, you got a handle on it, but you didn't know consciously if you knew what you were going to do with it. That's kind of how I was feeling, and I'm standing there, and it was time for me to perform, and my unconscious mind just took over. And I don't know if you've experienced this yet, but I know that you will. So my unconscious mind just kind of took over, and I went in, and I did the most beautiful flying armbar, which is like this major advanced technique that I had heard about, I had seen, and I had practiced before, but I never thought that I'd do it in a real-life situation. And in about 2 seconds flat, I had the guy on his back, and I was doing the armbar, and I thought, wow, where did that come from? You know, I saw it before. I saw it demonstrated. I did it in exercises. We broke into groups, and I did it in exercises. And then I got there in the actual situation where I'd have to use it. I didn't even have to think about it. It's like it just poured out from my unconscious mind. And as you leave here, you may find yourself walking out into life into some type of situation. Maybe you're going to be communicating with somebody or something, and you just find yourself say something. And you won't know where it came from. And you'll be like, wow, that sounded just like... Or you use a technique and you'll say, wow, where did that come from? Geez, I didn't know I was so brilliant. But I guess my unconscious mind knows all that it needs to know to go and put the pieces together without my even having to think about it. Aren't you now? So the time had come to graduate when we were teaching that class in Redondo Beach. Right now. Are you guys ready for this? Yeah. You come a long way. Congratulations. Good job. As you go out there, actually, I'll leave you with some final words, but I'm going to do it after we graduate. So let's do it. Well done. And as you go out on your way, and you take these certificates out, remember, challenge yourself. Hold yourself to a higher standard than anybody else could ever hold you. And step up. You know, step up. Do those things. Dare to dream. Do those things that you've always dreamed to do. Dare to dream. And dream big. That's right. And look toward those people. You know, my whole philosophy, I think, behind everything we do is standing on the tall shoulders of others so that we can see further, like Isaac Newton said. Yeah. So as you stand on the tall shoulders of all those that came before you, you open the doorway to your dreams. Remember that if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach. Yeah. Go out and get them.